You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
Cook, you've been with Kirk Cousins your entire career. Is this the best you've seen him play so far in 6 weeks of play?
Yeah, I've been said it. He just came back. Like, OTA, you seen, like, his different comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? He comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got full control over the offense. He understand it. We done been growing together, so being able for us to watch each other grow, you know, it's been fun, man. But yeah, he's definitely been playing good football, and I think he's definitely been the best football that I've seen him play.
Ooh, Dalvin Cook,
you like that?
Drinking Zeke. The Zeke jersey behind him.
Yeah, how about that? Did they play each other at some point?
Yeah,
last year, right?
Yeah,
the Vikings beat the Cowboys
last 2 years, right?
Yeah,
they beat him on a Sunday night in Dallas.
That's right.
And then they played them last year as well.
Yep. So, all right. Well, this is Purple Daily, Daily Vikings Entertainment, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, our fill-in producer, Ross Brendel from Minnesota Sports Chat podcast, in for Declan. And every single week, we go through our purple props. We take a sports betting, gambling sort of market perspective look at these Vikings games. No game this weekend, so we're going to tweak things a little bit here. I've got sort of the lay of the land where the Vikings rank among some bigger projection sites and a really interesting story that Judd found from The Athletic about the Vikings' plight here as a franchise. Are you guys ready? No one should ever take our gambling advice. This is all just for fun and games. Unless you want to lose money, then take our advice. But are you guys ready for a little purple props here?
Let's roll.
If you're watching us on a TCL TV, thank you guys, TCL. Is here with a new lineup of award-winning TVs, delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution, all at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. So where do the Vikings rank among the 32 NFL teams among some of the bigger analytical and or projection sites? I got three of them here for you guys, and they all paint a very similar picture. Football Outsiders. They got the Vikings 12th best in the NFL right now. And that's according to their DVOA analytical system that takes yardage into context and performance and schedule and all these things. So 12th according to Football Outsiders.
Okay.
ESPN's FPI, the Football Power Index.
Football.
They've got the Vikings as the 10th best team in the NFL. Ooh. Their rankings go Bills, Bucks, Rams, Cardinals, Chiefs, Ravens, Cowboys, Saints, Packers, Vikings, and Pro Football Focus, which is more they're grading each play and each player and unit, and it's like all of their granular rankings sort of added up to the best teams. And their rankings look like this: Cowboys number one, Browns number two, Rams, Ravens, Bucks, Bengals, Bills, Cardinals, Vikings, ninth. So PFF has the Vikings 9th.
Wow.
ESPN's FPI has the Vikings 10th. And Football Outsiders has the Vikings as the 12th best team in the NFL. What do you think?
Boy. So in a case like this, I think the gap between 9 and 12 is pretty big. And I think 9 seems aggressive to me. But, yeah, I could see at this point, I could see 12. And I will go back to what I keep saying. The next four games to me decide this. So, like, if you come out of the bye and play well, then I'm impressed. If you don't, then I say, well, you beat Detroit and Carolina offensively was terrible. So I would probably put him more towards 12th. And I think right now 12th is fair. But the next four games after Sunday to me will tell the biggest part of this story. And if 12 or 9 is fair, or if this team probably deserves to be more like 17th.
Yeah, some of the teams that are up, like a PFF has the Bengals above the Vikings. All right, I get it. The Bengals beat the Vikings, but the Bengals are off to a 4-2 start. The Bengals are definitely a fringe playoff team, and they play the Ravens this weekend for AFC North supremacy. So we'll learn a lot more about the Bengals this weekend. But like, when I see teams like the Bengals and even the Cardinals and the Browns jumping the Vikings or ahead of the Vikings, it's like, why are those? Whether the Vikings are ranked 10th or 20th. Why are those teams coming from like the bottom of the league and then passing the Vikings? So I look at this and I think a lot of people say, wow, it's pretty good. Like you start 0-2 and now you're back to being kind of a fringe top 10 team. And I say, I don't care about being the 10th best team. The 10th best team is where this franchise has been for the majority of my life outside of like three special seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's not my goal for this team in my head and my expectations aren't like to applaud them for getting into the fringes of the top 10.
Yep.
And when I see the Cardinals going from like 28th, boom, to the best team in the NFL.
Yep.
And the Bengals going from a laughingstock to boom, maybe about to be leading their division. It's like, okay, I want what those teams have.
But
and a lot of it would be like more of an offensive minded approach and a great young quarterback.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mobile.
Yes.
Like I almost look at this and I get jealous. You know, the Buffalo Bills are one of the best three or four teams in the NFL. It's like, again, God, they're dynamic and they're fun to watch. And
again, though, like the Bills, what have the Bills done? They hit on a QB and then they could fill in around that guy. So like now Cleveland, I'm not going to say, oh, Baker Mayfield's been great, because I don't believe that. But in the case of the Cardinals, in the case of the Bills, in the case of the Bengals, all three of those, I think at least the starting point of the answer to your question is pretty simple.
Great young quarterback.
Yep.
Cheap. Build a roster.
Can get guys in. Yep, exactly right.
Yep. In terms of playoff odds, Football Outsiders has the Vikings currently with a 43% chance to make the playoffs, an 18% chance to win the division, and a 1% chance to win the Super Bowl.
Hmm.
Your thoughts on those three numbers?
I think the 18% chance to win the division is too high. I think the Packers.
Really?
I think the Packers. I would lower that. The chance to make the playoffs is probably incredibly fair. And then the question becomes with the conference, what's the wild card situation going to be? And I would say the championship odds are very fair.
Yeah, historically, it's.
I mean,
1%.
I don't see it. So.
You now, if they go on a run here and win like three of their next four, then it's a different conversation, which is like the whole season kind of hinges on.
But I can't get there right
now. The next month. If the playoffs started today, by the way.
They're tied, right? They're tied for the seventh seed, something like that?
They are tied record-wise with the Bears and the Panthers, but the Vikings currently own the tiebreaker. I'm going to read you the tiebreaker. So the Vikings would be the seventh seed right now.
Yeah.
They win the tiebreaker over Carolina based on a head-to-head win. The division tiebreak with the Bears, who are also 3-3, was initially used to eliminate Chicago because the Vikings have a better win percentage in the division, right? So the Vikings are 1-0 in the division. The Bears are 1-1.
Okay.
So they would be in, and they would be playing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the first round of the playoffs. The Cardinals would get the bye. And then the Buccaneers, the 2 seed, would play the Vikings in Tampa if the playoffs started.
Yes. And Phil, as you have said many times before on this show, if you want to talk about a Super Bowl, get home field.
Mm-hmm.
Get home field.
Absolutely.
Which right now ain't happening.
And don't point to me like the two examples in, you know, like the three examples that the Packers did it, I think, 10 years ago. Well, but this team won 3 road games. Look at the Ravens. They won 3 road games. That is the exception, not the rule. If you want to win a Super Bowl,
no question,
win at least 11 games and play some home games in the postseason and take your chances that way.
Yep.
We have a really interesting anecdote here from friend of the show, Mike Sando, in The Athletic. It's an NFL trade deadline primer, and we're going to throw that out here in a second.
Football.
But Judd Zolgad, you have lost a chin, it appears.
You know, can you see it through the face? Like, I've got the
you
beard.
Do look skinny for
it's
sure.
Great, yeah, but yeah. That's because I am down almost 15 pounds thanks to my friends at Livia Weight Control Centers. They have done a fantastic job. So I need a couple things in life. I need, when it comes to food, because I have yo-yoed my entire life. I need structure, and I need someone to give me that structure. And that's exactly what I've gotten in dropping almost 15 pounds. And by the way, guys, that's in 3 weeks. That's not too bad, right?
That's amazing.
I'm 51, yeah. 52 next month. 3 weeks, almost 15 pounds. So you're saying, well, Judd, how can I get on this same weight loss program? How can I contact the people at Livia? Livia.com is the place to go. Here's the best part. You get your first 10 weeks for free. So call them up, join them, get on the same program I'm on. And I'm going to tell you right now, it is as easy as possible. So like, this is a low maintenance, high reward progress program. Livia.com is the place to go. Or if you want to pick up the phone and call them, 855-GO-LIVEA, 855-GO-LIVEA, Livia.com. 6 locations throughout the metro. So it's easy to get to, and they will do right by you. They certainly have by me. 15 pounds again in 3 weeks is pretty damn good. Livia.com. Check them out.
That's like 5% of Judd's overall body weight since the Browns game. So Livia.com if you want to lose some weight in quick fashion. Also, Moon Motorsports. So they've been around for 50 years, family-owned and operated off 94 in Monticello and moonmotorsports.com. And they have been helping people get into the very best power sports vehicles. Polaris specifically is a major specialty. So Moon is the source for very hard-to-find Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, and all you have to do is let the Polaris experts at Moon assist in placing an order for the exact model you want outfitted exactly the way that you want. Moon Motorsports, 25 minutes west of the Twin Cities, and moonmotorsports.com. All right.
Football.
So I'm just going to read this from Mike Sando. He talks to high-ranking executives with each NFL team. And this is a trade deadline primer in which he says, Vikings and Bears could be stuck. In baseball, teams will sometimes unload key players even while remaining only a few games behind the division leader, simply because the organizations realize they aren't true contenders. In football, teams are more apt to strain and claw their way to mediocrity. One executive said, take Minnesota, for example. The Vikings held off Carolina on Sunday to reach 3-3 heading into their bye, which means Minnesota will be no worse than 3-4 heading into the trade deadline. The team is contractually committed to Kirk Cousins through next season, and Cousins has produced at a high level lately. With coach Mike Zimmer possibly coaching for his job, could a 3-4 Vikings team, if they lose to Dallas, plausibly unload players for draft capital with an eye toward finding their next quarterback? One executive said, can they? No. Should they? Yes. Chicago, Denver, and possibly Miami also have coaches under pressure to win, which could make it tougher for those teams to focus too far into the future. Teams also have to consider whether quarterbacks available in the 2022 draft are even worth the investment. So, I mean, if they win against Dallas, it's game on. Because now they're above 500. They've beat a really good team again. If they lose to Dallas, how should they treat the trade deadline?
Well, personally, I would, if you lose to Dallas, I would like to see them probably make some trades and shed some aging players who can help teams elsewhere. But the executive that Sando quoted is exactly right. They won't do that. Like they had their chance when they traded Ngakoue during the bye week at the deadline last year. That should have opened the floodgates to trade a few guys. And I thought it did. And instead, Ngakoue didn't fit. They traded him, and that was that. So I think if you lose... So my biggest thing is, short of a miracle, I think Mike's gone. Like, I think that this is it for Mike. I don't think Mike... If they make the playoffs and they win a game, that changes completely. And Phil, you're right. If they beat Dallas and they're 4-3 and get hot, that changes things. But if you lose to Dallas and you go to 3-4 at that point, and it's just clearly going to be a scuffle back and forth and back and forth, I would look to the future. I definitely would. And I am not convinced at his current going rate, as well as he's playing right now, that Kirk is the future QB of this team. But how I would operate and how Rick Spielman and the Wilfs will are completely different. So I think what the executive said off the record or on background to Mike Sando is 1,000% right. It's just not what I would choose to do personally.
So I would, under no circumstances at this point, now that I've won two games in a row to get back to 3-3, under no circumstances am I just going to start offloading pieces. I don't care if they get beat 48-10 by Dallas on national TV. They're only going to be 3-4. And you've still got, you got a stretch, you know, toward the end of November, December, you can win some games. I'm doing everything I can this season to claw my way to the playoffs, and get to 9, get to 10 wins. It's what they're going to do.
That's what they'll do.
Anything that I'm going to try and fix will be starting this offseason. And I know that some people would say, I think our friend Eric Eager from Pro Football Focus would say, well, yeah, but like if you can get a couple high draft picks by trading away key pieces at the deadline, like why wouldn't you get a head start on that if your plan is to sort of reset and rebuild anyways in the offseason? To which I say, I can't justify that to the fans. I can't justify that to the team. Like, I've made a commitment at this point to see what happens in 2021 and to ride this out. And the Vikings are at least, like right now, they're in playoff position. They're the seventh seed.
Yeah.
And so, like, I am committed for the rest of this season to trying to win as many games as possible. And then at the end of the season, if they fall short, if they don't make noise in the playoffs, if they barely sneak in and they lose a game, or if they don't make the playoffs, now it's very easy to say, Mike, it's been a nice 8-year run, some ups, not many downs, but like some good football was played. We're going to go with a more offensive-minded head coach, and then I can make a decision on Kirk Cousins. But nothing can happen in that Dallas game to get me to trade off a bunch of pieces before the trade deadline.
But your point, but I get your point, and I think that you just hit on exactly how the team is going to think, but it plays into the vicious cycle that we see here, which is, you know, let's try and get to the playoffs. Let's take that run. Let's try and win 9 or 10 games. Mm-hmm. And that's where we just spin our wheels continually here, right? The Vikings spin their wheels. And so, like, I'm not convinced that this team is – I was convinced that they should be very good. I'm not convinced – of that, and part of my problem is I don't think the coaching is great. Like, I do think that they have some pieces here that are really good, but I don't think they maximize them. And then I see some veteran players who I'm like, if I could get something for them, I would be very tempted. I am not trading Hunter. I'm not trading anybody I love who's young still, but I'm going to go back to one guy, my man. I'm going to go back to Harrison Smith. Man, would he look good on a Super Bowl contender. And I think a Super Bowl contender would be wise to say, I will give you a lot, because that guy will step in for me and could be incredibly good. He's an aging safety. It's guys like that that I would think long and hard about. You know what? I know that we love him, and maybe someday he can return, and he is a Ring of Honor guy for sure. But if I could, maximize his value right now, I'm tempted. Very tempted.
But I hear you, but I would entertain that in 5 months. I wouldn't do it now.
I gotcha. No, I'm just...
In the offseason, I'm all for it. In fact, I think a lot of people have incorrectly said for the Vikings to get out of this sort of 8, 9, 10 win mediocrity street that they've been living on for the better part of our lives, especially under the Rick Spielman watch, that they have to rebuild. I don't think that's right. I don't think you have to rebuild. I think you've got... Right now, look at some of the pillars you have, like Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, even if Thielen ages out.
Right.
You got Jefferson and Osborne as long as you want them for the next 8 years. You've got a left tackle and a right tackle. You've got a couple guards, at least one guard. Like, you've got young pieces here. Some of them are under team control before they even get to their big contract.
Right.
I don't think a rebuild is necessary to go from the 9 wins to the 12, but you might have to make some hard decisions on aging players or even an overly expensive quarterback. So
I'm going to hate that term though, because I think that is such a blowing up term, right? Like, you got to blow up the franchise, fire the GM, fire the coach, trade the quarterback, change all these players. The Vikings are almost I would say in my lifetime, rebuild, like that word, maybe could be used a couple times, maybe. But for the most part, yeah, you bring in different parts. You bring, you know what's an incredibly important, more important than the personnel changes? The philosophy. Like the philosophy of how this franchise is run on game days has to be rethought. Clock management, right? Not great constantly, certainly. Play calling, not great constantly. Philosophy of use of personnel, not great. So yeah, I just think that the vicious cycle that the Vikings fall into is this sort of up and down. It's the same cycle, Phil, that the Wild had at 1.2, right? Well, I mean, look, they just went on a hot streak. We can't do this now. We can't trade guys now. I mean, these guys are too good to trade. And then you're like, but now they're struggling again, or now they're not. This is what drives you crazy. This is why I am all for changing things like culture, changing things like philosophy. And I just, this team to me feels like a vicious cycle team.
Yeah. Yeah. The Wild didn't need to rebuild from the Parisi Suter era. They just like needed to, they maybe needed a new, I mean, they did need a new GM who's providing an interesting new voice. And then they needed to empower a couple young players to sort of take over. And
an influx of young talent. Like if you don't draft, well, you're screwed in all sports. If you can't draft, you're done.
Yep.
Chuck Fletcher traded away picks like they were candy.
Yeah.
Which is why I will say this. This is why I'm a little bit leery of making a trade for a guy who could step in as a starting corner, because I don't know that the Vikings are in position to make that trade now. There have been years. I said this, and I think Collar and I did at the same time. The Jalen Ramsey trade, which was 2 first-round picks, which is a ton, but that was a time at which the Vikings could have gone for it, and Ramsey's really good. I don't feel like they're in that type of period right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would prefer, I mean, even though on a recent edition of either Mackie and Judd or Purple Daily, I flat out said, yeah, I'll trade a 3rd-round pick for Xavien Howard. I don't know. It's probably not the wisest thing to be like continuing to trade future assets for things for this year's team. Like that 4th-round pick for Herndon, probably flush that one.
Yeah, wouldn't mind having that pick back. I mean, it's 4th-round pick, but still.
Yep. So, all right, that's your purple props here. Presented by Surly, too. We're going to be cracking Surly's during bye weekend here, huh?
Surly Furiouses are always there. You know what? You know what? The Surly Furious IPA, it never takes a bye. It never takes a weekend off. It is always there. It's like a good friend. It's like a very good friend. Hell, it's like a sibling, because it's always there, rain or shine, good or bad. Purple or no purple, I don't care. And that's why when you're on the couch watching football Saturday and Sunday, I want you to be drinking your favorite football. IPA. And I know that is Surly Furious. And then tweet me a picture of your can at Jay's Own.
Show us your cans.
Surly Furious. It's where it's at. It's what all the cool kids are drinking.
Thanks for hanging out with us on Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company. Enjoy your Vikings bye weekend responsibly. Mackie, Judd, Declan will be back. Thanks to Ross for filling in this week.
Good job,
Daily
Russell.
Minnesota Vikings Entertainment. We just want
thank you, boys.
Super Bowl, man. That's all we want.